Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. Both ran. But the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. He saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Happy Easter. Thank you. So I was coming back from the hospital. It was snowing all weekend, so I was on foot. And I came to the back of the house, and there was a man there looking through our recycling bins, you know, collecting cans to redeem so we can get some money. I recognize him. He's a person that is always there. So I said, "Hey, how's it going?" So he turned around and started walking to me and started to talk. And at that moment, all the snow on top of the church slid off and landed right where he was standing in front of the recycling bins. It was a loud thump. And so he turned around and he saw all this very heavy, wet snow right where we were standing. And he turned to me and he said, "God sent you to me to save my life." And then he went into his pocket and pulled out a $1 bill. That's what he did. Let me tell you what he did not do. He did not go into his pocket, pull out a wad of money, flip through the 20s, through the 10s, to the 5s till he got to a 1, pull the 1 out, and put the wad back in his pocket, like most of the folks do on the Sunday collection. No. He took out his $1 bill and handed it to me. I said, "I'm not taking it." And he said, "It's not for you. It's for God. He just saved my life." And he walked away singing, happy. I want you to think about that for a minute. Now, if you had to be in the middle of a snowstorm, digging through somebody's recycling bins to get some cans so you can collect a little bit of money so you can get a cup of coffee or maybe a hot bowl of soup, if you had to do that, you're probably not having a very good day. But he was the happiest person I saw all weekend. Because he knew someone was watching out for him. Somebody cared about him. Somebody saved him. Here's the point. No matter what happens to us, no matter how bad it might get, no matter what the storms of life can bring you, and how difficult that road might be, you always will always have a reason to be happy.
Because he saved us.